عمران خان.
From Washington, this is VOA News. No sign of a police crackdown on protesters in Hong Kong as a government deadline nears. And Pakistan's Taliban militant group declares a new allegiance. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong have removed some of the barricades that they set up near the government's headquarters last week in a gesture aimed at allowing civil servants to return to work. Hong Kong's leader has given the protesters an ultimatum to end their occupation of streets around the government compound and other districts by Monday morning local time. But in the early hours of Monday, the activists remained at the city's three main protest sites. There was no sign of an imminent police crackdown. Protester Do Chan was defiant.
I'm against any kind of withdrawal or the tendency to surrender. I think withdrawing, shaking hands with the police is a very ugly gesture of surrender.
Tens of thousands of Hong Kong residents have been staging a round-the-clock protest since last Sunday, demanding the right to choose the candidates for the city's next leadership election in 2017. The Pakistani Taliban has declared a new allegiance to the Islamic State militant group and urged jihadists everywhere to join the struggle to set up a global Islamic caliphate. In a statement sent to Pakistani media on Sunday, a spokesman for the Al-Qaeda-linked Pakistani Taliban, or TTP, said his group also remains ultimately loyal to Taliban chief Mullah Omar. This is VOA News. The top U.S. disease prevention official is trying to reassure Americans that the country will not experience a significant outbreak of Ebola. But as VOA's Michael Bowen reports, the official told a U.S. television network on Sunday that U.S. efforts to prevent a spread of Ebola also depend on actions taken by African authorities.
At present, a Liberian man in Dallas, Texas, is the only confirmed active Ebola case known in the United States. But swift responses to recent false alarms show a national medical community on high alert, including the mobilization of a disease control unit to meet an incoming international flight on which an African man had become ill, as it turns out, with something other than Ebola. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Tom Frieden, says there is no cause for panic.
Here in the U.S., I remain quite confident we will not have a widespread outbreak. We will stop it in its tracks because we've got infection control in hospitals and public health that tracks and isolates people if they get symptoms.
Ultimately, Ebola must be controlled at its source.
I'm quite concerned. The longer this goes on in these three West African countries, the greater the possibility that other countries in Africa are going to have to fight this on their territory as well. Until the outbreak is controlled in Africa, we can't get the risk here to zero.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Typhoon Panfone is heading toward Tokyo after battering southern Japan, leaving thousands of people without power and forcing airlines to cancel dozens of flights. The storm, which reached the status of super typhoon before weakening on Sunday, is expected to hit the Japanese capital on Monday. Forecasters are predicting it will dump at least 30 centimeters of rain on the region. The approaching typhoon already has forced Japanese rescuers to suspend their search for 12 people missing after the eruption of the volcano Mount Ontake. The U.S. military says the storm also washed three of its servicemen out to sea as it passed over the Japanese island of Okinawa on Saturday. Emergency workers recovered the body of one U.S. service member while the other two were still missing. At least 16 fighters from al-Qaeda's Syrian wing, the Nusra Front, were killed on Sunday in a battle with Hezbollah forces in Lebanon near the border town of Arsal. Two Hezbollah militants also were killed in the fighting, the latest spillover from the Syrian civil war. The Sunni insurgents in the Nusra Front view the Iranian-supported Shiite Hezbollah group as one of their chief enemies. Hezbollah fighters have been helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as he clings to power while battling the Islamist groups.
That's the latest world news from VOA.